We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis, and we are starting a brand new parak, parak Hashutvim. Zokt the Mishnah, Hashutvim Shenodu Anozem Ezeh. We have here Shutvim, partners. They're partners in this property. Usually the case in those days was they did a lot of their Mishtamshisim, they did a lot of their work, and a lot of their housework in the Chatzar. Now let's say this Shutvim, they had a duplex, two houses, and one Chatzar in front. And this chaser was made to use for both the partners. And what happened was, shenodu anozem ezeh. They asked it enough from each other. So what's the halacha? Asurim lekanes lechaser. They cannot walk into the chaser. It means the guys can't even leave the house because they asked it enough from each other. And each one owns the property. So therefore, they cannot go into each other's reshos because they're both called each other's reshos. Rabbi Ezra Yaakov Eimer, no. Zen nechneser shaloi, zen nechneser shaloi. Each guy goes into his own. So what's the Bi'ah Machlokes? So the Ran speaks out that the Bi'ah Machlokes is if Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. And he explains like this, that the Rabbanon hold Ein Breira. Therefore, when I walk into the Rishus, it's not Negala Mafreya, this is my Rishus, this is mine really. But what's the right always to walk into the Chatzah? So what's your right to walk into the property? It's not yours. The Teretz is, he has two type of kinyanim over here. He has a kinyan in his chalik, which let's say is mixed up in the other guy's chalik, and he also has a shibud, which means the other guy has to, since they made a partnership, the other guy has to allow him to walk through the property. That's the halacha. That's the halacha always of every partnership according to Rabbanan. I have an ownership here, and I have a right to go into your property as well. But if I make a neder, the halacha is neder mafkiyim de shibud, even though I have a right to go into your property and it's mine. The Shibud is like a certain, like a contractual type of ownership that I can walk in, like a lease. I can walk into your thing. But if I make a neder, that can be mafgia the Shibud, and that makes that I can't walk into your thing anymore because the neder says no. Even though that says that you can't walk. Let's say I make a neder on you. I say, you can't walk into my property. Oh, you have a Shibud, let's say I say to Reuven, my partner, you can't walk into my property. So Reuven says, what do you mean? It's my property. So the answer is, it's your property, but also it's my property also. You have a Shibud on me, but my neder could be mafkia that Shibud. Could aster that Shibud on you. And therefore, they cannot walk into each other's shos. But according to Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov, the Ryan's lashon is the fourth wide line called Shah v'Shah sheniknas lachatzah v'nafshekayel. Every time I'm walking out of my house, I'm walking into my own thing. The gufakatzah k'nui legamri. It's mine legamri. Whatever I use it for, it's part of partnership. Whatever I use it for, it's mine mamish, and it's a bearer. Whenever I walk out, that's mavura. Now it's clear that that's my property. Therefore, you can't answer my property on me. You have no right. It's my property. I can't walk into your house and say, I'm answering your house on you. No, it's mine. Sorry. It's mine. And therefore, the halacha is that there, it's you let it walk into Shalai. Everyone can walk into Shalai. Now, another thing that comes out from our Mishnah, like the Ran speaks out, is that Vita Asamud Hana. Usually walking into a Chatzar is not a big Hana. But we learned before that according to one man, the Yama, Vita is Asamud Hana, which means even things that you'll do with anyone, let anyone walk into your Chatzar. But still, that's us. If you ask Hana, you can't walk in. So here we have a Machlaikis, if Yesh Breira Ein Breira, and that's the Machlaikis over here, if you can walk into the Chatzar or not. Is I walking into your Chatzar or not? That's the question. Walk into your Chatzar or not? Now, there's a big kash over here, like the Ran asked, that we paskin like a Rabbi Yaakov. The Gemara later on, that Mevavavavay says, we paskin like a Yaakov, that everyone walks into their own part, and that's mutter. They can say, I'm walking into my own part of my Chatzar. So Shaila is, sounds like a paskin, Yesh Breira, right? I'm not saying paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, that Zenik is the right that what we're passing, Yesh Breira. That's what comes out, right? The problem is, the Gemara says, this is what we're passing, that we passing, Rav Hoshea passing, the Masechtas Beya, that Midaraisa Ein Breira, only Midarabanan Yesh Breira, Midaraisa Ein Breira. So it's a Kasha, Hilchasa, Hilchasa. So the Ram brings down three Mahalchim. Mahalch number one that the Ram brings down. The first Mahalchim we'll say very quickly, and then we'll say the Ran's Mahalch, which is the main Mahalch. The Ran says, one Mahalch from the Reign of Tam, that we pass Gilles Yaakov here, not because of Yesh Breira, really Ein Breira. Oh, so heck, you walk into Yechatzah. Teretz is, we pass Gilles Vitor Mutter Bahana. Vita Mutvano, for a different reason. Paskas Rosh Yaakov, for a different reason. Not because he holds Yesh Breira, because he holds Viter, which means walking into a field, not called the Hana. But on that, the Ran asks, we have a whole Perek Ein Ben Amudar that plenty of times said the Vita Asav Amudar No, Stoma. Stoma the Mishnayis. All of a sudden now we're passing Mutvah No, we're passing the Asav Hana. He doesn't like that Pshat. He brings another Pshat, the Ramban's Pshat. The Ramban says that there's nothing to do with Breira. There's nothing to do with Breira. Really, we hold Ein Breira. Here, it's Machoikis. What's called a shutvis? It's really a machlekes and hilchas shutvis. That's what the Rabban holds. Hilchas shutvis is that we each mishdamish in mine and yours just together. But according to Reuven Miyakoy, the shutvis works is that when someone works in takes his mishdamishes in the chatzar, he's taking his own thing. But again, that the Ran's like either because the Maisa Lashon the Gemara Baba Kama when explains our machlekes, the Gemara Baba Kama says yes, brayer ain't brayer. Don't say it's a borrowed term. Therefore, the Ran says, "Avad mechikas yesh breira ein breira." We pass the words of Yaakov, and he holds yesh breira. We pass an ein breira. So Ran says, "There's a big difference in type of breira. Classic breira, pass an ein breira. What's classic breira? Classic breira is you're writing a get for a certain Rachel ben Leah, a certain Rachel ben Leah, but we don't know which one yet. So we say, when I give it to Rachel ben Leah, megal mafreya, I meant them. So there." It's not called a Shema. Why? Because when I wrote the get, I had no idea who it's going to be. It's a real suffix. It's going to be that Rachel or that Rachel. I don't know. So then you want to use Breira and say, oh, I meant that one. That's a real suffix. Or example by Yerusha, it's a big Shiloh of Breira. Because there, the guy died, and he had an apartment in Manhattan and an apartment in Florida. And we're not sure which of the two boys are getting which one. So there, even though at the end of the day, Reuven takes the Manhattan and Shimon takes the Florida, but you can't say when he died, that's how it was Mavura. We don't know, it was a suffix. If it's a Yesh Breira, Megal Mafreya. Masha Inkin over here, here we know already the chelik of each guy's, we know each guy's chelik here, Barashutta. We know, I'm going to use my things here and you use your things here. We know exactly what you're going to do. We know exactly your chelik. Your chelik is you're going to use this property for your stamp system. You're going to use this property. Charles, when? When? The mirror only is, when is it going to be yours? When I walk out to be mine, that's less of a breira. It's not so much breira. It's a smaller breira. It's like, look at the four lines from the bottom of the Ran. Right away, it's mispara. We're not mesupik. We're not masupik. Each one's going to get the entire property. Anything else. All we want to know when it's going to happen. Therefore, it's an easier yes breira. So the answer is the Vasuk ain't breira. But this type of breira, we're going to say yes breira because this breira is easier to do. Got it, Moshe? Gevaldik. So let's go back to the Mishnah. We're going to finish the Mishnah today. Vishneim Asurim on top of Mavav Meralt. So the Mishnah says Vaita, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that there's Yesh Breira, and then you walk into your chatzar, it's mine really, but that's definitely also to put in the property a rechaim, which is a grinding mill or a tanner or oven, or to megadol to raise chickens there. Why? Because there every shutav can ma'akam another guy. And if he's not being ma'akam on you, you're having hanah from him. You're getting hanah from him. So therefore, that's the halacha that even though there's a bearer, but it's not always yours, it's still sometimes his, and therefore you're getting hanah from him by leaving something there permanently, like a rechayim or a tanner. These things are leaving there permanently, and he could be ma'akev, and since he's not being ma'akev, so there, the halacha is that it's usher. Again, this is also the case of Vitor, because usually Shutvim allow their Shutvim to do this. They allow their Shutvim to put a Rechaim, you know, it's also mine, but I allow you to put your grinding mill there. Again, it's still I'm giving you Hana, and that's Vitor's Asaba Muda Hana. Asaba Hana. Zok to Mishta Vaiter. Hoyechem Muda Hana Mechavero. Let's say only one was usher to the other one. Reuven said that Shimon can't use my property. Or Reuven said himself, I'm not going to use Shimon's property, which is his partner. Only one guy asked it on the other guy. So Lachas Lo Yikanes L'Chatzer. Reuven, let's say he said, Shimon can't have enough from him. So Shimon can't go into the Chatzer. He can say, I'm going into my own. I'm not going into yours. Again, because yours is Yesh Breira. I'm not going into yours. And Mr. adds on, we force the Noider to sell his chelik. So let's say we're talking about a case, the Gemara will talk about this, but the Noider is the one who said he is not having anah from Reuven. So he's the one who made the neder. So we force him to sell. Why do we force him to sell? We'll tell you in a second. But first, what?
Also according to
Lezer and Yaakov? Very good question. We're going to talk about that in a second. That's a very good question. Akaponim, first of all, we had a din, Machlokes, Lezer Yaakov, Rabbanon, but one guy's Mudanah. So Frank Duran, it's the exact same thing like the first case. Well, there's by both of us, there's one verse. So he said, Echanami, the Chiddush is for the Seifa. The Kaifan Anoy, the Limkar is Chalka. Now, why do you make him sell? The reason you make him sell is because since he's Usher to be Mishtam Shachatz and the other guy's Mutter, we're worried he's going to get jealous. And he's going to also work on, he said, what do you mean? It's mine also, I'm working also. And therefore, we don't want it to happen, so we make him sell. We make him sell. Now, but by not asa enough from each other, then you don't make him sell, because they're both also. And Zok Duran, what Moshe said, that this is even according to, Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov. Even according to Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov, also, the whole lot of going to the Chatzah, you still force him to sell. Are you going to ask me, what do you mean? He could walk in, so why is he jealous? Teretz is, well, you go walk in. You can't put the Rechayim and Tana, doesn't mean, you can't put Rechayim and Tana, you can't put in there. So, even if it was Yaakov, we said, even if it was Yaakov, you can't put the grinding mill there. So, to be jealous, the other guy has the grinding mill, and I don't have the grinding mill. So, therefore, you're going to be, he'd be jealous. So, here, he asks, so it's freaked around, a bumper cash. He says, what's the big deal? You know what? If the other guy wants to put a grinding thing, I'll say, no, I don't let. And every shutav has a right to ma'akiv on the other guy. Like we said, he's a right to ma'akiv. He's usually not ma'akiv, but he's a right to. So you know what? He'll be ma'akiv, and therefore won't be jealous. So Ran says, no, he's embarrassed to be ma'akiv on the other guy from putting down his grinding mill. And therefore what's going to happen is the other guy's going to put his grinding mill, and he's also by now, he can't put his grinding mill, he's going to be jealous, and therefore he's going to come to do it, and that's why we force him to sell, because he was also by now, we forced him to sell. So we're saying the chiddush of this case is, that Sai, if the Sai, Fira Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Yaakov, you force him to sell. Fira Rabbanon, why? Because he can't walk in, he's going to be jealous, the other guy's walking, I can't walk in. And even Fira Rabbanon, Yaakov, holds you could walk in, but since you can't put the rechayim, you're going to be jealous. I be ma'akiv the other guy, and you feel stupid doing that. Every shutav lets you put the thing there, so he's going to stop that. Therefore, he's going to be jealous, and that's not going to work out. If let's say someone, not Reuven and Shimon the shutav, Beryl said, or Reuven said that Beryl can't have enough from him. So now Beryl can't walk into the property because he's not allowed enough from him, even though it's Shimon's also, but it's Reuven's. So it's the same achleikus. He can't walk into the chatzah because it's Reuven's chatzah. He can't have enough from Reuven. I'm going to Shimon's part of the shutav. It's not yours. I'm not going to yours. So you hear the taina? Interesting taina. It's a big chiddush already. The guy can say, it's not a chiddush, like the Ryan speaks, it's not a chiddush in the Rabbanon, because in the Rabbanon, it's kavachoymer. One of the shutav himself can't walk in. Of course, someone else can't walk in. But for Yaakov, not only can one of the shutav say, this is mine, someone else can say, oh, this is Shimon's, not Reuven's. But Dr. Ran, a very important qualification. It brings down to the Rajba, Dafka, if this barrel is going in, L'tzorech that shutav, but he's not going in L'tzorech that shutav, or the shutav doesn't need him, so he can't say that's, I'm going in his place. That I can't do already. Let's read this inside, maybe. The Ran says, in Divrei Maskil Hoya, middle of the Ran, Mi Yukos of Rajba, Dafka Shu Nichnas L'tzorech HaShutav, Bein Shehu Tzorech HaShutav, Saif, he needs a shutav, or the shutav tzarich loy. Fisha chatzah konachol echemem, the chatzah konachol each one, the chom is a tzarich lem, anything they need. Av lekonus besoich echem rasuk, la atzmoy, just himself, so it's tzarich hashutav, osur, it's osur. Shim hiknu zeh ezeh, es a chatzah yuzer agleim, the chom is a tzarich lem, loy tiknu, and it didn't matter for the whole world, but brings out from the ra'ah, the ra'ah augurs in the razva, and he holds, b'chol inyan shari, but v'loy nirli dvar. So it's a b'chol kis v'shoinim, if you could go in for any reason, this guy from the street who's usher to walk in, can I say I'm going into Shimon's, even though Shimon doesn't need me, or I don't need Shimon? If Shimon needs me or I need Shimon, so that's considered, that's part of the shutas, and Shimon's reshus, Shimon has a right to use it for everything for him, his use, that's called his use. But if not, not. So, the Mishnah Vaita, Hamuda Hanom Mechaveroi, someone asks Hanom from his friend, Yeshlai Merch, it's a base of Bad, Meskaram Be'ir. He says, I'm not going to have Hanom from Reuven. And Reuven has a few buildings leased out. One's a base of Americas, one's a base of Mad. So it belongs to Reuven, but Reuven is not holding the lease. Someone else is holding the lease. It's a Muskar and Beer. It's rented out. So what's the halacha? Could he walk into this building? It belongs to Reuven. He's not having nothing, Reuven. Could he walk into the building or not? It's not Reuven's not running the building. Someone else rented it. Could he not? So it says it depends. Yesh lehem behem tfisas yad aser. If Reuven still has some kind of tfisas yad in that building, it's aser. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Ain lebehem tfisas yad mutter. If he doesn't have tfisas yad, that's mutter. So it depends if he has a tfisas yad or not. If he has tfisas yad, then it's his a little bit. If not, not. Now, it's mashma that if there's no tfisas yad, he could go in. But if there's no tfisas yad, he could go in. Why? Because he's being having enough from the soicher. He's having enough from the renter, not from the owner. But the Rashba says that's only if after it was rented out, he made the nether. But if he made the nether before he rented it out, then even if he rented it out, he can't walk in. Because there was chal already, the nether on this building, I'm not going to walk into this building. So then it doesn't go away with the schiris. Only if you sell it to someone else does it go away. But if you make a schiris, it's still your building and I can't walk into it. You got that? Here, it can't walk into, I said I'm not going to have enough on Reuven, right? So can I walk into Reuven's building? So the Mishnah says, if Reuven rented it out and he has no resources in it, I'm allowed to walk into the building, right? Because Reuven rented it out to Gold's Gym. I'm locked with the Gold's Gym. It's not Reuven's anymore. But if Reuven has tfisas yad, I can't walk in. Zok the Rashba, it's only if that building, Beshas made the nether, already was rented out to Gold's Gym. But when I said the nether still belonged to Reuven, Reuven used it as his mansion. So then, the halacha is that it's also even after Gold Gym's rents it. Because once it's also, it's also. And I rented it out, that's not called giving it to someone else. That follows the end part of the Mishnah. A guy says, I am not walking into your house. I am not buying your property. The halacha is, if the owner, the current owner, dies or sells to someone else, I'm allowed to walk into that property. Because I said, your bias I'm not going to walk in. Your field I'm not going to walk in. But if you sold to someone else, not yours anymore, it's mutter. But if he says, this bias I don't want to walk into, or this field I don't want to buy, the halacha is, if he sold it or he died, it's still also. Because he said, this bias. He sold this bias. And there's another nafkamina also. If the house falls down and it rebuilds it, the same owner, then it'll be a kula the other way. If he says, Beischosh ani nechnas, I can't walk into your house because it's still your house. It's a new one, but it's still your house. But if I say, Bayezeh, then it's mutter because it's not Bayezeh anymore. It's a new house. So that's also, it's an nafkamina kula. It goes a kula that way. So it depends which way it is. And Mr. Shem, when we see the Gemara, maybe we'll speak out again. Clearly, those nafkaminas, balak upon them, that is our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Perek HaShotvim.